and we should, because it's a major factor. It's not the only factor. There are multiple factors involved here that are not even FERC related that we believe impact the value of the property. I know the assessor, I think, is trying to establish like a commercial acreage rate that would apply across the county or maybe in specific areas. There's factors involving this property which suggest that rate shouldn't apply to these parcels. For one, there's agricultural activities that should be ag, for one. So we have a classification issue on some of the parcels. For two, some of them are underwater, completely underwater. Like the parcel boundary is completely 100% underwater. Three, most of the parcels are in a floodplain. We've got pictures of recent flooding where they're just underwater. So I mentioned there are many factors that impact value. The regulation is one of many. And I think this might be a good time to pass over to the appraisers because they've looked at this and they could talk to you about a few, like give you some concrete examples. Like here's a parcel that we're under appeal. Here's how it's assessed.
Right.
Here's what the adjacent parcels are at. Here's what we think it's worth. That's the kind of analysis that we brought them in to do, which I think is we're just.
Sure. And we're absolutely going to do that. One question I had, though, I mean, you've talked a lot about the dollar lease. And basically you're saying it's due to FERC regulation that you can't make money on it, that you can't – is it restricting you from doing something?
We're not restricted from making money. The city of Branson master lease originated, I think, 1932, 33, and then there were updates and things of that nature. Empire Legacy, from what I've learned through the history in that, it was really more as a service to – as a public service that we don't – we're an electric utility. Our job is to run the dam and generate electricity. We don't want to be a property man.
Right.
And so that was there, and that all developed in terms of the city could make use of it. We got FERC approval, and it turned into the campground. Scotty's Trout Dock, that was up, I don't know if you remember where it originally was, up there on the North Point. The reason that's down there now is that was part of the condition to get approval for Branson Landing, because that was a public access marina. And so that's what we focus on. We don't get any money off of that. We're not there to make money off the land or anything.
But FERC does regulate what uses.
True, yes, it has to be useful for the project purposes, recreational.
It says scenic, environmental,
and recreational for the lake.
All right, that's fine. If you'd like to let them come up, that's fine.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and let them
come up. We appreciate this open dialogue and the questions. So if you have more, feel fire away. But I think it's one thing to hear us talking, but it's nothing to like see the property. They've got some handouts for you to kind of look at these parcels and see where they're at, where they're assessed at, and you know, some of the characteristics.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
My name's Ed Dinan, and I've been a real estate appraiser for a long, long time. I'm starting my 52nd year. This is an interesting assignment, to say the least. We tease sometimes, and people say, what kind of assignments do you do? And we always say, interesting and challenging. And this one certainly is. I should mention to you, A little my background. I've been doing this a long time. I've worked for national real estate appraisal firms and regional firms. I started my own firm in 1991, and I've been with it ever since. I hold the MAI designation, which is member of the Appraisal Institute. I have held many positions with the Institute. And I'm also a member of the Counselors of Real Estate of the National Association of Realtors. I am a realtor. I hold a broker's license in Missouri and in Illinois. And we work with all types of clients. We've been very blessed. We work with a lot of governmental clients, federal, state, and local. Done a lot of work on very interesting assignments. I appraised the entire Katy Trail once upon a time. We also work with large corporations, but we also work with developers, redevelopers, private property owners. Matt said something about assessors. I've got an assignment right now for the Franklin County Assessor's Office. We get retained by assessors normally on problem properties where they don't feel comfortable and they know they're going to face a taxpayer before the state tax commission. We get retained. I've worked for the Washington County Assessor. We appraised the Pea Ridge iron ore mine. That was an interesting assignment. That was for the assessor. That was in Washington County. We worked for Iron County, Franklin County, Jefferson County, St. Charles County. All these are assessors. And it's not that we haven't taken taxpayers before them as well. So they know who we are when they retain us. And they know the type of work we're going to do for them. At any rate, Matt also said we've done work in Taney County. We have. We've done work in Southwest Missouri. We've done work for the city of Branson and so forth. And it's always interesting to come here because I like it here. But obviously, there are a lot of parcels here. There's 139 parcels. And we've kind of looked at this. To get involved in this assignment, there, if we go forward and appraise and review each property, we're going to have to spend a lot of time and effort on this. But we've looked at this from what my son would say is a high level, but we've got down and we've been able to talk to a lot of people. We've read a lot, and you better sharpen your glasses if you're going to read that thing, because I tried to read it one night. And I don't normally wear bifocals, but I needed them that night. But it's interesting. And what it really goes to is a lot of the issue, not all of the issue, because there's other factors at play in here. But the restrictions that the FRIP places on this, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, what that places on these different parcels, it's very unique and it's very restrictive. So we've taken the time to try to get a handle on this. We've looked at some parcels. When you talk about utility, you got to be careful in this assignment because we're not talking about the electric company. We're talking about the utility of the site. Does it have any utility? And to have utility, you got to have good size, shape, access. And then we've talked about these parcels that are completely underwater. So it's been difficult because there hasn't been enough time to put these 139 parcels under a microscope. But in general, the reduced utility, like I say, for size, shape, floodplain status, if they're not in the lake, they're almost all entirely in floodplain or floodway. And are certainly subject to flooding, and I think we've got some pictures of that. But I want Taylor, my son Taylor, to go through a couple of examples. But before he does that, I'd just like to say that, we do all kind of work. We do appraisal work, but we do market studies, feasibility studies, highest and best use assignments, investment counseling, and sometimes just hand-holding for our clients that need some guidance. Do we buy? Do we sell? Should we lease it? All these types of problems come up. I had a boss years ago, and he used to, if you walked into his office, he'd say, WTP, and you'd sit there and look at him like, what the heck are you talking about, WTP? And he'd say, what's the problem? And every one of these assignments, interesting appraisal assignments, has a issue like that attached to it, and it's our job to try to take that into account. Now, one last concept I'd like to put in front of you, and this is out of the classroom, and I don't teach as much as I used to, but I still teach, and it's the bundle rights. And it talks about it holds that ownership of a piece of real estate is like ownership of a bundle of sticks. And each stick represents a different right of ownership. You can own it, you can use it, you can sell it, you can lease it, and you can enjoy it. When you start looking at these properties and you talk about the bundle rights and you go back to the restrictions and the limitations, some of these properties have, in fact, a majority of them have little if no access. The best access is by parachute. But at any rate, all those things limit these properties, their use, and hence their value. So Taylor's going to, I don't know, seven or eight of these, or I don't know, half dozen, that he can take you through it. He's got pass outs for you so you can see what he's talking about, and he's got floodplain maps for each one. So I think that'd be very beneficial at this point.
Can we just take a 5-minute recess?
Sure.
I'm trying to settle it.
Huh?
They want to settle. For the State Tax Commission, the hearing I'm in right now.
Okay.
So you just want to talk the numbers over with me and see if I have a moment.
Okay.
Is that okay?
All right, take a 5-minute recess.
Right. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
I'm important too.
No problem.